Hi, Ragini again, and welcome to Creating Your Own Map. Yes, this is actually where you're going to create your own map. Finally, we're here. Okay, draw an infinity loop, just like that, on a piece of paper. If you don't have one yet, pause the video, go find some paper and a pen, bring it in. Make sure if you have a bigger piece of paper, that's fine, but a small 8.5 by 11 will do fine too. Make sure that you know what you want to work on here. So choose wherever your dilemma is that you want to take a look at. Okay? Now what you're going to do next? Well, you're going to draw a box above the loop and write down the name of the situation, the circumstance, or the context where your dilemma lives. So it'll look like this. Okay? Only instead of saying the situation, it will have the name of wherever your dilemma happens. Home, work, success, business, not success, business, okay, professional life. Now, in the example we're going to use here, I'm going to have the context be the needs of professional and the needs of professional and personal life, balancing those. This is actually Maggie's dilemma in my book, so if you want to take a look at that, you can. But this is trying to find balance because it's been out of balance. That's the context. The core dilemma here that I'm going to be working with as the example is self versus other. Whose needs do I attend to? The needs of the other in professional life, or the needs of the other in personal life, or myself? Okay. So I want you to write down in your box above it the actual context where your dilemma happens. Okay, that's all you got to do. And now you're going to choose a loop, whichever one you want, to hold the opposite that you prefer, the one that you like or want to hold on to. Write the name of that pole inside the chosen loop. And then write the name of the remaining opposite, the one you're not so fond of, inside the other loop. So it will look like this. Okay, see self and other down there in the loops? That's how you want it to look, only you'll have your own polar opposites there. Okay, check. Now, are the opposites an interdependent polar pair? It's important that you check, because you don't want to do all this and waste your time if it's not an interdependent polar pair, which would mean it's not an unresolvable dilemma. So ask yourself, do they use each other to define themselves? Okay. Does self need other to define itself? Does other need self to define itself? Yes. Check mark. If I remove one permanently, does my problem go away in my context? Okay. If I remove the needs of others as a consideration, does my problem go away at work or at home? No, right? If I remove the needs of myself, does the problem go away? No. All right. If these are the answers to these two questions, you have an interdependent polar pair. You're in the presence of an unresolvable dilemma. Yay! This is the right place to be. Now, you're going to fill in the quadrant above whichever pole you actually prefer to be in. This means the strengths or the benefits that come to you when you're focusing attention on this experience. So in this case, it looks here like the strengths of other, which is what Maggie really preferred doing. Love, joy, happiness, fulfillment, success, connection, creativity. Oh, she had a plethora of positive strengths that were there when she was in relationship to that. So pause the video and fill in the strengths of your preferred pole in your unresolvable dilemma that you're working with in this presentation. Okay? Go ahead, pause it, and fill in the strengths. Okay, great. Let's go to the next step. Here, what you're going to do is fill in the quadrant below the pole that is your preference, staying on the same side, and you're going to write down the weaknesses that you don't like that come when you focus on this experience to the exclusion of its opposite. Okay? So that means it will look more like this. You'll fill in the lower part. Now, this was Maggie's preferred pole, tending to the needs of others. But when she stayed there and completely ignored attending to her own needs, these are what her experiences were: exhaustion, irritation, resentment, anger. It might be easier for you to see this by putting your hand over in this case, it would be the self side of the loop, so that you're just looking at, that's all you're going to focus on is the one that you can see. So pause the video now and write down all the weaknesses that you can think of when you attend to the pole that you really like the best to the exclusion of its opposite. Okay, go ahead. Great. All right. Now what we're going to do is the same for the other side. You're going to fill in the quadrant above the opposite pole, which for most of you will be the one you don't like. But you have to realize there'll be some strengths and benefits that come when you focus your attention on this experience. All right. So when Maggie first did this, she didn't have anything show up there at all. She said, I haven't been there in so long, I don't know. But after some checking with other people about what the strengths were when they attended to their own needs, or imagining what it would be like if she could, these are the ones that she came up with and wrote down on this quadrant for her. So what you want to do now is pause the video and write down all the strengths that you can think of. And if you can't find any, that's okay. You're just in the presence of polarity blindness and you're becoming aware of it. Write down the strengths that are there when you are in the presence of the second pole. Great. Okay. Now, the final step here, fill in the quadrant below the non-preferred pole, just where you've been, and write down the weaknesses that come to you when focusing on this experience, again, to the exclusion of its opposite. This will be the one that really is the one you're trying to get away from. And you can see here Maggie's was guilt, selfishness, hell, isolation, greed, a huge ego, narcissism, self-importance. Anytime she focused on herself and fulfilling her needs, this was the enormous wave of negative feelings that she perceived, which is why she doesn't want to be there. And she kept focusing on filling the needs of others. So pause the video and write down all the weaknesses that come to you when you focus on this second pole to the exclusion of the opposite one. Go ahead. Great. Okay, you have now completed your map. It is out of your head and on paper in front of you, and you're going to work with this through all six steps. And feel free to work with as many sets of interdependent polar pairs and dilemmas as you want to as we go through this. You have the situation where the problem is living noted in the box above the infinity loop. You have the core interdependent pair at the root of the dilemma, and one is situated inside each loop. And you have the strength and the weaknesses of each pole identified. So there you have the map that's actually the lay of the land of your dilemma out there in front of you. Congratulations. Good job. Okay. Your homework? Sketch out the steps to creating a map of your own unresolvable dilemma so that you're clear how to do it. Okay? All right. Enjoy that little piece of homework. Enjoy looking at your map and contemplating what it means and tells you. And I will see you in the next video. Much love.